So this is just, Ramgarh is one of those very, very beautiful places. We also mentioned in that beautiful song we sing, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. Jaya Rama Gata Jaya Rohini Nanda. Whenever I'm outside of Braj, I always sing that song to remind me of Braj. But when I'm in Braj, we're at, there's a half moon in the sky, and we're at Prem Sarovar, and we sing that song, it's so ecstatic. And now you've come here, now that we're getting close to the end of your yatra, that little fear of separation is climbing up on one side of the heart, you know. But wherever you go, now you've come here, these pastimes has entered deep within your heart, and wherever you go and you sing that song, then just like slideshow, these all places will come in your heart. Ping, ping, ping. And just see the beauty of this place. Of course, Lord Balaram, he came here at the most beautiful time. That was Chaitra and Vaisakh. That time, all the flowers in Braj are blooming. Just like now, just about the only flower we find is this genda, this, what do you call, marigold. And kunda, there's one beautiful white flower that comes in wintertime. That's described, actually Balaram's complexion described, just like kunda flower. But he has not got so much fragrance like this mogra flower that comes in Chaitra and Vaisakh. You go to Banka Bihari, they build beautiful flower palaces. As soon as you walk in the door, the fragrance is just flowing everywhere. So that is Vaisakh. All the trees are in flowering. Everything is just such a... You just imagine this place. That here we're sitting under this beautiful banyan tree. When Lala would see such a tree, he would say, "Oh Maya, oh Maya, what kind of tree is this what's got a beard? What kind of tree is this what's got a beard? Are Maya, ye kahan ki pair hai jiski daari hai? Ye kahan ki pair hai jiski daari hai?" Mother Yasoda looks, "Oh, this banyan tree, you see his beard is coming down." And over here, this is the biggest gular tree I've ever seen anywhere. There's another one here. This is the Indian fig tree. But this one here, he's the biggest gular I've ever seen. This is the Indian fig tree. Only plant in existence gives fruit without flower. You know this? He has fruit. You see, all the fruits are there right close to the trunk. You can see all the little fruits are hanging there. But you will never see flower. In fact, when the Angrejs were here, they used to tell the Indians, "Well, we want independence." No, whenever the gular gives flower, then we'll give you independence. And the Indians answer the back, "We will get independence, we will create a botanist better than your Pasteur, and we'll make a gular with flower." But this is the biggest gular tree I've ever seen. So many beautiful trees are here. It's such a beautiful place. So just to sort of set the scene, that time all the mogra flowers, the madhavi flowers begin to bloom, you know. So incredible time. And somehow in Bhatti Ratnakar, Raghava Pandit, he's taking the round, sometimes he just gives a little hint. He's all here at this Kund, Radha and Krishna Gopis exchange very mysterious talks. And you just laugh, "Wow, what were those mysterious talks?" He doesn't say. I guess we're supposed to know, we're supposed to be so learned in all the Rasic scriptures that we should know that there's just a hint and we'll know where to go and find. I don't know where to go. But this pastime of Lord Balaram is so wonderful here at Ramgat. Raghava Pandit just becomes completely overwhelmed. I can't even tell this story like he does. I mean, people, who's it, Madhav Maharaj, you know, he tells, Dinamando, you don't tell stories, you tell movies. So this morning I got up and Murphy says, Dare is human, but if you really want to screw things up, you need a computer. So first of all, I couldn't find the cord from my computer to the printer. Then somehow the paper was getting stuck. Anyway, somehow I got it printed out because Raghava Pandit's description of this place is unparalleled. O Srinivas, this is Ramgat. Balaram, the son of Rohini, performed his Raslila here. This place is situated quite a distance from where Krishna had his Raslila. Balaram is the second body of Krishna himself, supremely gentle and forbearing. The depth of his real self is like that of 10 million oceans. Anxious to meet the residents of Vrindavan, he came to Vraj from Dwarka and stayed during the months of Chaitra and Vaisakh to console Nanda, Yasoda and others. By his loving, submissive dealings, the son of Rohini satisfied his friends in various ways. Here also Balaram gave solace to all of Krishna's beloved gopi friends and charmed his own dear and loving gopis with whom he had previously sported during spring. Who can possibly describe the great fun they enjoyed as they performed their pastimes? At that time, Krishna killed the Sankachuda. Then Krishna and Balaram both increased the Ranga. Ranga means fun and also color, with their own beloveds by celebrating a festival of Holi. The learned devotees have described the beauty of these pastimes. In Sri Krishna Chaitanya Charita, Murari Gupta says, just see at this place Ram and Krishna, decorated with gold and jewel ornaments, suitably dressed for spring, engaged in amorous pastimes, in a merry mood, each with his own beautiful gopis. They are overflowing with ecstatic mellows as they join their lovely gopi friends in dancing and singing. The sporting of activities of Balaram are most wonderful and abounding with transcendental mellows. There is no limit to his dear beloveds. He increased the loving attachment of these gopis who were not fortunate enough due to their young age to associate with Krishna when he performed his Raslila. How Balaram engaged in this pastime is beyond description. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Lord Balaram, the personality of Godhead, resided there for 2 months of Madhu and Madhav, and during the nights he gave his coward girlfriends conjugal pleasure. Sri Raghava Pandit continued to describe the beauty of Balaram at the time of his Ras Lila. O Srinivas, knowing that he would perform his Ras Lila with his dear lovers, Balaram happily came to this place. This pleasant spot, situated near the Jamuna, was always filled with scented air. The flowers of the gardens were in full bloom and the sky was bright from the full moon. The humming of the bumblebees and sweet singing of various birds surcharged the atmosphere. Millions of male and female peacocks danced. And many deer played in the garden. As Balaram relaxed beneath a tree, the gods in heaven sang the glories of Rohini Nandan, whose beauty and posture fascinate the world. O Srinivas, who can keep his composure, seeing the splendor of Baladev? It was here that Rama sat on a jeweled throne in a festive dress. The beauty of Baladev conquers that of millions of Kamdevs, and every movement of his charms the Munis and Indras. The glory of his body, which brightens the three worlds, can defeat the pride of millions of moons. The silky black curly hair covering his head is decorated with a jewel crown, and he wears a beautiful Vaijanti flower garland. His lips are as red as bimba fruit, and his teeth sparkle like pearls. A garland of Vaijanti dangles from his powerful neck. All glories to the powerful hero Rohini Nandan. The white conch, kunda flowers, camphor, and the silver white mountain all bow down to Balaram's white complexion. Do you catch that? That's amazing. The white conch, the kunda flowers, camphor and the silver-white mountain all bow down to Balaram's bright white complexion. Right, there's a beautiful verse, I believe it's in Garga Samhita. Shankha kundindu swedanga Balaram. Shankha kundindu swedanga Balaram. Shankha, you know, conch. Kunda, I just told. Kancha, kunda. The kunda flower, the other coming in Braj. Shankha kundindu. Indu, you know Indu? Indu is another name for moon. Shankha kundindu swedanga Balaram. Here it says, even these descriptions, these things, they bow down to that complexion. Even camphor. The wavy locks of his lustrous hair curling around his forehead, and his bright tilak steals the young maidens' hearts. His lotus eyes are restless, and his eyebrows dance like black bumblebees now near his bright earrings. With a pointed nose that defeats the beauty of Garuda's beak, and his face, which conquers the splendor of the moon, it appears as though nectar pours from his body. His arms are decorated with bangles, and jewel necklaces adorn his strong chest. His thin waist breaks the lion's pride. He is wearing exquisite blue dress, and his well-shaped knees are very pleasing to all who see him. The reddish color of the soles of his feet defeat the sun, and the brightness of his nails conquers darkness. I am unable to describe the beauty of Baladeva, as there is no comparison to him in this world. In this way, the Puranas give Baladeva's descriptions, which the fortunate must always see. In this place, Rohini Nandan Balaram stood in a threefold bending form and blew joyfully on his horn, the sound of which moves the heart of Brahma and others. O Srinivas, with only one mouth, how can I describe the beauty of Balai's pastimes? Here in this moonlit Jamuna Upavan, Balaram engaged in his pastimes surrounded by millions of gopis. This is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. In the company of numerous women, Lord Balaram enjoyed in a garden by the Jamuna River. The garden was bathed in the rays of the full moon and caressed by breezes bearing the fragrance of night-blooming lotuses. Sent by the demigod Varuna, the divine Varuni, liquor flowed from the tree hollow and made the entire forest even more fragrant with its sweet aroma. The wind carried to Balaram the fragrance of that flood of sweet liquor, and when he smelled it, he went to the tree. There he and his female companions drank. Raghava continued his story. After drinking the liquor, Rohini Nandan became maddened as he began his Ras Leela with his gopis. Some of the gopis played mridanga, pinaka, bina, and other instruments, while other gopis sang Lord Balaram's glorious and melodious songs based on rhythmic tunes and beats. Lord Brahma and others were moved by the music. Sri Balaram himself became overwhelmed by the dancing, singing, and music, and soon the Ras Mandir was filled with unlimited happiness. To enjoy water sports with his lovers, Balaram brought the Jamuna nearby, pulling her with his plow, and then he sported in her water. Because now Balaram's intoxicated. You know, when you're intoxicated, you get a little lazy. The Balaram was seeing his Jamuna is very far away. Aja! That's why she got upset. He's speaking in very simple language like this. Why should I go all the way there? Yeah. Yeah. Huh? Come on over here. Balaram brought the Jamuna nearby, pulling her with his plow, and then sported in her water. After bathing, Balaram changed his dress, drank honey and liquor, and spent the night with his associates. In the early morning, the gopis could not bear their separation from Balaram and did not want to return to their homes. Balaram consoled them in many ways and sent them to their houses. Out of fear of Balaram, the Jamuna offered him prayers, and folding her hands, she threw herself at his feet. This description is found in Vraj Vilasastava. When by her own quiet nature the Jamuna was flowing to the South Ocean, she did not respond to the order of Balaram, and thus he pulled her with his plow. In this place, the Jamuna can be seen as she is, I sing the glories of this place with my devoted heart. Sri Raghava told his followers that Balaram's Rasastali is famous throughout the world, and devotees always offer their prayers at this beautiful place named Ram Ghat. So Maharaj has just engaged us in this. Whoever hears the glories of Ram Ghat can be easily freed from worldly life. During his pilgrimages, Sri Ras Vilas Ram Nityananda Rai passed some days here. He played with the cowboys and ate curd, milk, roots, and fruits whenever he felt hungry. He was perplexed, trying unsuccessfully to conceal his identity as Baladev. The local people said, "This must be Rohini Nandan, traveling in Vrindavan as an avadut." Seeing Nityananda's divine performance, all the people, young, old, and youth, were bewildered. Raghava Pandit showed the shakap tree, whose wood Nityananda used to clean his teeth. Anybody know what is a shakap tree? Even I don't know. Wait, it must be around here somewhere, one of these trees. At Ramagat there was a Brahmin who could not live for a moment without the thought of Baladev. To satisfy his devotee, Nityananda gave him darshan as Baladev. He also kalinli prayed to Nityananda, Sri Ras Vilas Balaram. Even the demigods could not restrain their tears of ecstasy as they watched Nityananda sporting in this place. When Nityananda slept on a bed of dust beneath the trees, he would call out again and again his dream. When will the emancipation of these wretched souls take place? When will the Lord of Navadvipa advent himself? I will go and see him with my own eyes. No one could understand the meaning of his words. So in this very, very beautiful place, Lord Nityananda also came here, playing as a cowherd boy, eating roots and fruits and taking curd and butter from everyone's house. This is a very, very incredibly beautiful place. I was thinking, because Balaram, he's the older brother that we heard. He's always serving and serving and serving. But somehow he's come as older brother. And we know, actually we hear, we'll go back a little bit, we hear, today we're hearing all about Lord Balaram's plow. His other constant companion is his musal. Now in English we don't have any transcendental tech, we have all these technical words, megabyte and gigahertz and DVD and CVD, and but for transcendental science, we have no technological words. So they just say club. So we used to have, back Balaram, we used to have, of course he knows how to play club. He taught Duryodhan and everyone how to play with club. But Balaram's real weapon is mushal. Now by grace of Saint Madhav Maharaj, Bhakti Visramba Madhav Maharaj, he made nice silver mushal for Lord Balaram. The mushal is, you know, it's shaped, it comes very thick down at the end, the shape's like a little place where you can put your hand. And what do they use it for? They put the rice in a hole in the ground, and then they beat it like this. Bam, 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 bam. What happens? The husk, useless. Useless means anart. Anart. Art means which has meaning. Anart. No use. No meaning means useless. Bam, bam. Well, that husk is no use for us. We want the rice. Rice is nice. So that is Balaram's duty. Bam, bam, to get rid of all of our anarthas, as Jagatrini so wonderfully remembered Prabhupada's instruction. Just go there and pray to Lord Balaram. I remember Prabhupada was walking up the Bhaktivedanta Swami Marg. He said, just day after the installation, he said, "Now everything is all right. Balaram is here." So he's there, just like we saw Devaki. First there was six garbs. Who are those six garbs? Do you know? Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Mad, Matsarya. Our good friends. We know them all too very well. So Sanatana Goswami explains that Devaki, she's bhakti. She represents bhakti. Kams represents this material mentality. So devotee, by his fear, Devaki, she's afraid of Kams. So by that fear, these things are cleaned out of her heart. Kam, krodh, lobh, matsara, all these things cleaned out. Then who comes? Balaram comes. This is the business of Guru. He's Adi Guru. Guru is representative of Balaram. Clean out all these things from the heart. Then Balaram comes. He makes the womb very nice place. Now Krishna is going to come. So he's making nice place. This is business of Guru. Clean all these things from your heart. Then decorate that heart so that you can put Krishna there. Now we're putting so many nasty things there. Now Guru means clean out all these things. The muscle. Bam, bam. Very heavy thing. This is Balaram. So, Radha Govind Maharaj explained to us one time, one acharya, he's not one of our Gaudiya acharyas, but he's a great Vaishnava, one Vaishnava acharya. He's described, because at that time what happened was Krishna called Yogmaya. He said, now you take this seventh garb, and he says, O Badre, O auspicious one. Because she didn't say, wait a minute, you know, Lord Shesh, he's calling up the whole universe. Now you want me to pick him up? I'm going to pick him up? He says, don't worry, I will give you the energy. He said, oh, Badri, don't worry, I'll give you the energy, don't worry. Now you pick him up and move him over to Rohini's womb. So this word Krishna, we know, means all attractive. So the actual word, because by Sunday it becomes Kr, but the actual word is Akarshan. Akarshan. It only sounds like what it means. Akarshan. You can feel it pulling, you know. Attraction. Akarshan. So he was, because he'll be attracted to the womb of Rohini, therefore his name will be Sankarshan. And because he'll be very strong, his name will be Balabhadra. Just like we know Bal. Just like even the Upanishad said, Nayamatma Balahinina. You will not get advancement in spiritual life by this type of bal. You need that Balaram bal. You need the mercy of Lord Balaram. So Balabhadra. And because he will give pleasure, we're just hearing how he gave so much pleasure. He will be known as Ram. So now that acharya explains one interesting thing. Who is given the names? Krishna gave the names, right? Because when a child is born, who gives the name? Some superior personality, grandfather, father, mother, uncle sometimes. Some superior person gives the name, isn't it? Sometimes grandfather comes, you make the kundali, then they give the name like that. Some superior person. Therefore, just to allay anybody's doubts, as we heard, well, Balaram is expansion, but he's the older brother, so wait a minute. Who's the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Who's supreme? He's the older brother, so he's superior. But, so just to free you from any doubt, Krishna has done the name-giving ceremony. That means he's in a superior position, isn't it? Just like that same day we were walking up the road with Prabhupada, he said, so who's stronger, Krishna or Balaram? So somebody said Balaram, they gave the reason. Somebody said Krishna, they're going back and forth. Prabhupada was walking and walking. He said, who's stronger, Krishna or Balaram? Who says Balaram? Who says Krishna? Oh, you guys are smart, huh? You know why? It says Prabhupada, it says, you see, Balaram is resting on Krishna's arm. You see, in Krishna Balaram, he's resting on Krishna's. The Krishna is stronger. And here we see this wonderful deity of Baladev. He's white. Almost everywhere we go, just like last time we came, I didn't even dare think of giving Abhiram a huge monster headache of getting us to stop there. That place, Shergar, there's such an incredible, beautiful deity of, huge deity of Baladev, astounding deity of Baladev in that place. There's Shergar. I didn't even dream about stopping 30 buses to get out and go there and see. But maybe just nearby, he's there. So, just thinking about him, I forgot what I was going to say. He's such a beautiful deity. So anyway, so we'll talk, that place there is called Shergar. Actually, the real name of that place is Kalenban. There, the games, you know Kale, all you know Kale. Kale means games, sports. There, Krishna and Balaram, they, and all the cowboys engage in so many enchanting sports there. This is Kalenban. Very beautiful place. It's like I heard the, for the small children in your, what do you call it, Gopal Garden, what is it? Gopal Garden, the small children's ashram is called Kalenban. There they played. This is also a very important place. Rupa Goswami has written one book. What is that? Lalita Madhav. It starts from this place, practically. Because Radharani was just running. You're hearing about, now we're going to go back to separation again. We're going to tear your hearts apart. Radharani was just running with Visakha all over her braj. Oh, where is my Prananath? Oh, where is Shamsundar now? She was talking to the trees. She was talking to everyone. She even ran up right to, you know, to even superior. She was, where is Krishna? She was just running here and there asking anyone. She finally came to Govardhan Hill. He said, oh, Govardhan Hill, you're so high in the sky. Can you look around? Can you see my Shamsundar anywhere? Do you see my Prananath anywhere? She ran to this place. She ran to that place. Then Visakha said, maybe he's there at Kalenban, where he always used to play with the cowherd boys. So they ran down here to Kalenban. And there they saw the beautiful Jamuna River. And there was a blue, there was blue lotuses in the Jamuna River. And Visakha said, oh Radhe, do you see? There's your beloved there in the river. And both of them entered into the river. Poor Mukura was standing there. She happened to be passing by and she saw Visakha and Radharani entered into the Jamuna's water and disappeared. Says, oh my God, my granddaughter's died. And she also ran. Somehow or other somebody appeared to stop her. No, don't go, don't worry. They entered into the river, which we just heard is a form of Visakha. And this river, Jamuna, she's also known as Bhanu Nandini, Surya Putri. Surya, she's the daughter of the sun god. So this is the place where Radharani jumped into the Jamuna with Visakha. They went to the sun god. They went to the sun planet. And Visakha says, see, here's your Prananath. And Radharani said, don't try to fool me. I don't feel any ecstatic symptoms by seeing this fellow. You know, he may be the sun god, he may be Bhagawan, Surya, and all this, but I don't feel any ecstatic symptoms. And this pastime goes, then we'll just go on and on in Lalita Madhav, this very, how Radharani goes to Dwarka, this is another big pastime. But this is a place where we just, you know, turned and got onto this little road. You know, that city we went through, that is Kalenban, where this pastime begins, this book begins from that place. So, this is just incredibly wonderful place. Oh, that's right, now I remember, we were talking about why Balaram is white everywhere. I was saying that just thinking of that black deity of Balaram there in Kalenban, completely lost my train of thought. But people always ask. And I always ask, why is Radharas Bihari white? Why is Radhagokula Nanda white in London? You've seen? You've seen Radharas Bihari, most of you anyway. Huh? Why is he white? He's carved from white stone, right? Well, you went to Nisringatirtha, right? You saw Nisringadev, he's black. You ever saw a black lion? I never saw, Ishwar says there's black lions, but I never saw a black lion. He's carved from black stone. All the ancient deities are carved from black stone. So here we get to see a white Balaram in this place. And he's known, I don't even know why, ancient Dauji. Is Mohan here? Mohan? You pujari here? Does anybody know why he's called ancient Dauji here? Huh? Ah, that's why. Ancha means to pulled. This is Brijbasa Ancha. So he's the one who pulled the Jamuna. You can just see over here. All right, samajh liya, Ancha. Kinchna, huh? So that is why he's called Ancha Dauji. We have to go.
We have to leave Damodaras.
Yeah, I know. So here comes Mohandas, who's staying here serving Dauji. Hare Krishna. No. आप कुछ बोलना चाहते हैं आप केवल
अब मैं हिंदी बोलता हूँ इंग्लिश नहीं बोलता हूँ
हम केवल चाहते हैं कि एंशर दावजी का नाम कहाँ से है
इंग्लिश नहीं जानता
एंशर दावजी का नाम कहाँ से है
एंशर दावजी
मतलब
जैसे कि यहाँ
she takes 6 kilometers to get to Vrindavan now. Although she was going straight, anyway, pulled her all the way over here. So Ancha, Ancha Dauji. Oh, Sri Dauji Maharaj ki jai. So we would like to stay in this very beautiful place with all the birds singing and. But tonight we have this very special fortune that Maharaj is singing Damodarastik, so we're going to continue to move along. But I did want to do one thing. Today we have a very special guest with us, so I wanted you all to welcome the president of Pandharpur Temple, Sri Sanak Sanatan Prabhu. Hari! Along today, because he did such a wonderful festival a couple of months back. Maharaj also came. He didn't come for the last day, but these deities are so beautiful. Radha Pandarinath, so incredibly beautiful. I mean, at first I thought that Pandarinath was stealing the show, but once they finally did the Sringer of Radharani, she's got this special quiet beauty that. That won't answer. That also pulls, you know. And then you think, well, no, Pandarinath, he's got this beauty that's shooting out like this, you know. But then Radharani's there pulling, you know. After a while, you realize it's a transcendental competition going on. Who's really stealing the show, you know. It's incredible. I mean, I just saw these deities. I thought, well, maybe I'll just leave Raj and stay here at the lotus feet of this beautiful Pandarinath. He's so beautiful. So if you get chance, please go there, visit his temple. Beautiful Radha Pandarinath. Hare Krishna.